Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris down on the beach. I hope the audio is loud enough for you today. We are standing on a cliff top back at South Bondi looking out over the ocean. It is pristine and absolutely, for the first time in weeks, totally swimmable. So that's going to be one on today's agenda, that's for sure. It's there's a beautiful, massive, big tractor on the beach trying to push the sand all the way back from the from being close up to the boardwalk back down to the ocean. It's funny, it's there by itself with a driver in it, with a glaring sun going up and down the beach. There's not one single lollipop person, so it's basically every person for themselves out there right now on the beach. It's funny to watch how cautious we are about some things and how careless we are about others. It's funny. So one of the aspects of human nature that I thought we'd talk about today is achievement. So deep down inside every single human being's DNA, inside their being, is the appetite to achieve something. Morning. The appetite to achieve something. Typically, if we were being ourselves, that achievement would be 100% focused on our highest value, and it wouldn't be focused on our lower values, because it would be being satisfied by our highest value, and we would be being what's called being ourselves. And we are only good at being ourselves. We're not good at being somebody else, but sometimes we try. And that's the art. For example, the Tour de France, in that period of that television broadcast of the Tour de France, more bikes are sold than any other time of the year. All the bike companies have released their new bikes prior to the Tour de France, probably now prior to the Giro, if the truth be known. And because people want to be somebody else. They want to be that bike rider they're watching on the tour, or they want to be the athlete that they dream to be, even if it's not their highest value. One of the things that I find quite extraordinary is when I will coach people, the first aspect of coaching is to realize that we choose our life. We are where we are because we choose it, and complaining about it is not really going to make a big difference. We either change our perception and enjoy the life we've created, or change the life we've created so we can enjoy it. Either way, there needs to be a comfort with being ourselves. And if you look at that comfort, whether we've known it or not, or been overtly, deliberately focused on it or not, whatever we've spent the most time doing, with the most energy doing, and the most effort doing in our entire life, is probably pretty close to our highest value. Now, we might have focused that energy on sport, or we might have focused it on art, or we might have focused it on a particular mechanism to achieve the thing we want to achieve. But it's the success, or the achievement, or the accolade, or the heroicness, or the immortality, or the recognition, or the power. It is some aspect. So it's not necessarily that we want to be a great sports person. We want what that brings, and that's what we want to achieve. So we're looking for trophies, in a sense, that represent the thing within the thing. We're looking for the trophy that represents the achievement at a more soft skill or a more internalized level. I remember working my ass off for 5 years as a rower going to the gym twice a day, training early morning, early late at night, sacrifice after sacrifice, rowing up and down the river. I love training. So sacrifice isn't the right word. And I won medals, Australian medals in rowing. And it was so important to me. And I thought what I wanted to be was an athlete. Those medals were in my house, and my grandchild was there playing with them. And I just said to my son at the time, "I keep them, that's all right." And a few years later, I said, "What have happened to the medals?" And he goes, "I don't know. I therefore assume they're in the bottom of a toy box or something of no value to anybody. And they certainly proves they're no value to me because I gave them away." And so what I was chasing was not medals, was not the win, was not the Australian athlete. So I wasn't really wanting to be a super athlete. Otherwise, I would have kept symbology of that. What I wanted was to prove something, that I'm worth, or that I'm not incompetent, or I have a... So it was the mission of the sport that was important to me. And when I finally gave it up, when they were selecting the Australian Olympic team, and I said I can't afford to train that much because I have a job and all, I just switched my ambition to achievement to another aspect of life, and went for achievement in that aspect of life, whether it was making babies or building houses or starting another company or doing whatever. When I coach people to firstly realize that they've designed their life, that the life they have is their life, and it's built on their values, and it's more a reflection of reality than the one they're trying to design through a vision quest. The purpose of doing that is to say, well, if you want to do a vision quest, you can't have lingering unfinished business with your life when you do a vision quest, because the vision quest will just be finish the business. So you need to come to contentment or satisfaction. And about the 11th hour, when a person is finally saying, I'm the master of the ship, I control my destiny, I have created this life, I designed it, just before that happens, they choose something like the City to Surf, or the Melbourne Marathon, or the New York, or the Boston Marathon. They choose something to give them the sense of achievement that the vision quest was going to target, and say, at your highest value, let's find out exactly what you're hunting for and not waste time going on sidetracks, winning medals that in 5 years' time will be absolutely meaningless, blowing your hips in the process. Let's find exactly what it is that's going to drive you to feel fulfilled, because the achievements will be on target, on value, on highest value. So whenever people come to some level of comfort, just before they get comfortable and go, I'm ready to do a vision, there's the discomfort of not achieving something. And as soon as that discomfort comes to the surface, they pick a sport, they pick something, some low-hanging fruit, like do a triathlon or run a marathon or ride a bike, or go. They pick something that gives them a sense of achievement, and therefore miss the window of comfort, which is what we need to achieve prior to doing our real vision with values as the criteria. Now, that game of achievement through sport, or achievement through a new excitement, or achievement through holidays, or achievement through these things, that game goes on until a person becomes either exhausted from it or comes to the realization that all of these things that they're doing to give them a sense of achievement are not really achievements at all. Or the cost of those achievements is getting higher than the merit that comes from it. We're not good at living other people's lives, but we do continually try. We do try to mirror sports stars or performers or even we pick a champion in the world and say, I'd like to be like that. But we're not good at being somebody else. So it's really important when we're talking about personal development not to get on the bandwagon of chasing achievement in a random area that is quickly available, that in the short term feeds us, but in the long term makes us dissatisfied. It's disappointing. Because if you're hunting for your achievements in your Melbourne Marathon or in your Boston Marathon or whatever you've decided to do, if you're hunting for your achievement in that area, it starves the area of your highest value of the drive, and you go to comfort in areas that probably would be better held a little more strong and a little less early retirement. It's complicated, I understand that, but just we have to be really careful. Short-term gratification leads to long-term regret, and sometimes we grab on to one of these short-term ambitions, short-term goals, in order to feed that desire for, as I said at the start of the podcast, that desire for achievement. We have to be really careful that our achievements don't become so obsessive that we ignore the long term, or we ignore the impact those things have on the other areas of life that we've found comfort in. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.